Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the 18th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 37th and the 38th verses. Pilate said to Jesus, "So you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" In our Lenten meditations these past 2 weeks, we've seen our Lord placed on trial before Caiaphas, the high priest, and his council. And we've also seen him questioned and mocked by Herod Antipas and his soldiers. This evening we heard St. Luke's account of Christ before Pilate. But it's St. John who provides the most complete account of what took place before the Roman governor early on that first Good Friday morning. So listen carefully now to what St. John has written. Pilate entered the praetorium again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingship is not of this world. If my kingship were of this world, my servants would fight that I might not be handed over to the Jews. But my kingship is not of this world." Pilate said, "So you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" But this question of Pilate is not his alone. It's in fact the question that has been asked throughout the whole long and dreary tale of Adam's lost and fallen race. As we look at that story down through all the ages, we find that some human beings have asked that question with seriousness of purpose, longing to find some answer to those deepest questions of the human heart. Where did I come from? Where am I going? Why am I here? And it's not only the prophets and apostles and evangelists, not only the fathers and teachers of the church who have asked that question seriously. Just think of such men as Socrates and Plato, and so many earnest seekers after truth. Yes, there have been countless human beings who have asked that question with seriousness of purpose. But that question has also been asked by others who have more or less given up on the possibility of knowing truth at all, who have come to a thoroughly skeptical, even cynical frame of mind. And there can be little doubt that Pontius Pilate is among them. The irony is that when Pilate asks that question, what is truth? The one who is the truth is standing right there in front of him. The one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth. The eternal Son and Word of the Father who was made flesh, full of grace and truth. The one in whom the truth about God is revealed, the one in whom the truth about humanity is revealed. Where did I come from? Where am I going? Why am I here? Jesus is the truth. Jesus is God's answer given not only in words, but in flesh and blood. And how wonderfully St. John expresses that when, at the beginning of his account of Jesus' Last Supper with the apostles, John writes, Jesus, knowing that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples. And what does that mean? It means that Jesus knew that he had come from love, was going to love, and was here to love. In him, we see who God is. And we see who we human beings are meant to be. Jesus is the truth. But poor Pilate didn't see that, nor do any who sadly fail to see the light and love of God in Jesus. I sometimes think that some of the saddest words written by St. Paul are these words from his second letter to the church at Corinth, where Paul writes, even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world, meaning Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the likeness of God. Now it's no secret that we live in a time of terrible spiritual confusion, a time of much spiritual darkness. Pilate's question, "What is truth?" asked in a spirit of world weariness, of skepticism, of cynicism, is very much the question posed by the spirit of this age. And it is sadly no secret that this same spirit has even infected so much of Christendom. Only the Holy Spirit, who through the preaching of Christ crucified and risen, calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies, can pierce that darkness. How true are some words from the opening hymn we sang Sunday before last. All our knowledge, sense, and sight lie in deepest darkness shrouded, till your spirit breaks our night with the beams of truth unclouded. Yes, God's Spirit breaks our night with the beams of truth unclouded. As St. Paul writes, it is God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ, the thorn-crowned face of Him who is our Savior, our God, and our Lord. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.